In football, there's little more dramatic than a final day title win. An entire season boils down to 90 minutes, or even less than this if the important moments take place just as full-time is nearing. Over the years, for good and bad reasons, the Celts have had some spectacular final days, matches which are still celebrated by supporters even years after they took place. This is the story of Celtic and final day title moments. The most conventional final day showdown involves two or more teams going for the championship, but not facing each other. This might involve Team A playing Team B, whilst Team C take on Team D, but only A and C have the chance of success. For Celtic, the first occasion this occurred was in 1909. Compared to the modern era, it was a very different type of season conclusion. On the 24th of April, Dundee finished their season with a win over Queen's Park. This put them 1 point clear of Celtic, but the boys still had two matches to go. The first of these happened 5 days later on the 29th of April. The Celts travelled to Edinburgh to face Hibs. Victory would bring the championship, but instead, it ended 1-0 to the East Coast Greens. However, Celtic still had one final match to play, which was a visit to Hamilton. This time, defeat would take the league flag to Dens Park, whilst a draw would necessitate a playoff game. The Celts raced into a 2-goal lead, but a last-minute Hamilton goal gave them some worries. Fortunately, the referee then blew for full-time, and Celtic had their 5th successive title. 10 years on from this, there was another final day showdown. On the 10th of May 1919, Celtic started the day 1 point ahead of Rangers. Both teams were playing away. The Celts travelled to Somerset Park in Ayr, whilst Rangers faced Clyde. The Hoops knew that a win guaranteed them the title, but equally, a loss could lead to Rangers gaining the flag. The Ibrox side did their bit with a comfortable 4-0 victory, but fortunately, so did Celtic, whose 2-goal win made them champions again. 3 years later, and it was a near identical set of circumstances. On the final day, Celtic started 1 point ahead of Rangers. A win would equal the title, a draw could mean a playoff, but defeat could cost Celtic the championship. The boys made the journey down the Clyde to face Morton, but at half-time, the Hoops were trailing by 1 goal. Although they fought back to get an equaliser, the match ended 1-1. Would this mean the need for a playoff? Well, in this case, happily not, because as Celtic were drawing at Capello, Rangers did the same at Clyde Shawfield. No goals there meant Rangers took only a single point, so Celtic were again the country's top team. It was more than 4 decades until Celtic again had a final day league victory, although it was a very relaxed experience on this occasion. Jock Stein had taken over as manager in 1965, and by 1966, Celtic were on the verge of their first title in 12 years. The boys travelled to Fir Park for the final day. In truth, they started the day on level points with Rangers, who had finished their season. Celtic were also ahead on goal average, and only a truly massive defeat by Motherwell would cost them the title. Equally, those with good memories knew that Fir Park was where Celtic had suffered their biggest ever loss, an 8-0 reverse back in 1937. Happily, there was no repeat of this. In fact, a last-minute goal from Bobby Lennox meant it ended 1-0 to the boys, who comfortably claimed the title. Strangely, there's a certain debate about when Celtic next won the title on the final day. In 1971, Celtic beat Ayr United in the second last game of the season. This put them level points with Aberdeen, who had finished their season, but well ahead on goal difference. As a result, newspapers and fans crowned Celtic as champions. However, unlikely though it was, this didn't settle the title. Officially, it wasn't until Celtic beat Clyde in the final game, or at least avoided a huge defeat, that in fact they became champions. The 1973 title conclusion was another tense affair. Celtic and Rangers were both going for the win and couldn't be split as the matches ran down. Then, with 2 games remaining, the Ibrox side blinked first by drawing with Aberdeen. This meant that the final day began with Celtic leading by a point. The Hoops went to Easter Road, whilst Rangers hosted East Fife. Victory for Celtic would make them champions for the eighth successive year, and this is exactly what happened thanks to an easy 3-0 win. 40,000 supporters, most backing the Hoops, cheered on as their heroes emerged victorious. Although there was a very famous event that happened in the league in 1979, the next time that Celtic went into the final day needing a win, but not when playing their direct opponents for the title, was 1982. Aberdeen were those rivals. The Celts hosted St Mirren, whilst the Dons welcomed Rangers to Pittodrie. For Aberdeen to take the title, two things were needed. Celtic had to lose to the Buddies, whilst Aberdeen had to have a massive win over Rangers. The red and blue teams both did their part. By half-time, Aberdeen were 4-0 up against a less than hard-working Rangers team. Whereas at Celtic Park, the scoreline was blank at the interval. One goal for the Paisley men could scupper Celtic's title hopes. Fortunately, the second half was a very different story. From the hour mark, Celtic began their goal-scoring efforts, eventually winning 3-0 and ensuring they would again have a flag and trophy to celebrate. Of all the dramatic final day victories, 1986 is seared into the minds of all Celtic fans. On that occasion, everything seemed to be lost for the boys. Hearts travelled to Dundee knowing that a point would make them champions. The Celts, on the other hand, needed a big win against St Mirren, and also to hope that Dundee could do them a favour. The men in green and white did their bit. They crushed St Mirren 5-0, but it was goalless at Dens Park. That is, until 7 minutes remained, when a Celtic fan called Albert Kidd stepped forward to score twice. This broke hearts and ensured wild Celtic festivities in Paisley. The Celts would win one more title in the 1980s. This was the boys' centenary season in 1988. But afterwards, silverware and trophies became scarce. By 1998, there was an unthinkable possibility. Rangers seemed likely to win their 10th successive title, beating the boys' 9 record. With two games to go, it was tight at the top. Then Rangers unexpectedly lost to Kilmarnock, and Celtic had the chance to win the title with a game to spare. The boys led at Dunfermline, but contrived to throw away this chance with a 1-1 draw. It meant that the title's destination would be settled on the final day. Celtic knew that victory against St Johnstone would mean they were champions for the first time in a decade. But anything other than this would likely lead to Rangers winning the 10. The stakes were definitely high. At Celtic Park, the Hoops had the perfect start. Within 3 minutes, a brilliant Henrik Larsson strike put the home team ahead. But then things got nervous. Try as they might, Celtic couldn't finish the match, leading to fears of a devastating equaliser. Then stepped forward Harald Brattbakk in the 72nd minute. Celtic's Norwegian forward could be inconsistent, but on this day, he was deadly. His goal doubled Celtic's lead and ensured the title would again reside in Glasgow's East End. A decade further on, there was another dramatic and very sad conclusion to the season. 2008 was a year where the Celts seemed to be out of proceedings, sitting well behind Rangers. But then came a winning run that put the two teams on level points with just one game remaining. With a slightly better goal difference, the Celts went to Tannadice knowing that victory would probably give them the title. It was a match played against a backdrop of sadness following the death of Tommy Burns and Phil O'Donnell earlier in the season. It was certainly not a crushing win for the Celts. A Jan Venegård of Hesselink goal separated the sides. But with Rangers losing at Pittodrie, it meant Celtic were champions on points, not goal difference. It was another memorable event for the boys. And in fact, these final day title wins are all important moments. However, there is one circumstance which arguably elevates some final day deciders above others. That is when the two teams playing are direct rivals for the prize. For Celtic, the first time that this happened was a unique occasion. In 1905, the final day of the season couldn't split Celtic and Rangers, who finished on equal points. At this stage, goal difference or similar wasn't used to separate tied teams. Instead, a one-off playoff game needed to be held. Technically, this remains an option in the modern game, but it's one that's very unlikely to ever be needed. On the 6th of May 1905, Celtic and Rangers both headed for the neutral venue of Hampden Park. For this single game, each knew that victory would make them champions. 6 minutes in the second half proved to be crucial. On the hour mark, Celtic took the lead, and then doubled this within 60 seconds. 5 minutes afterwards, Rangers got one back, but by full time there were no more goals. Celtic were the champions in the first of what became a then world record of 6 in a row. Fast forwarding 74 years, Celtic once more had a final day shootout with Rangers to settle ownership of the league flag. On the 21st of May 1979, the Light Blues travelled to Glasgow's East End. Only a win for Celtic would guarantee them the title. At first, it seemed certain that it would be the fans of the Ibrox team who would celebrate. By half-time, the visitors were one goal ahead, and 6 minutes into the second half, Johnny Doyle was sent off for the hoops. All looked to be lost. Instead, what happened next was the renowned 10 men won the league effort, with Celtic claiming a famous 4-2 victory. The hoops couldn't be caught and were again the champions. When the Scottish League first began, it stood in the shadow of the Scottish Cup when it came to importance. Over the years, this gradually changed and league success became the accepted measurement to determine the country's top team. Cup finals are always exciting, but there's something particularly memorable about a final day title decider. Although the boys have experienced the negative side of this, Black Sunday at Fir Park in 2005 being one such example, most of the time it's brought happy endings for the Celts. Hopefully, that remains the case in the years to come, when it takes until the final moments for Scotland's title to be settled. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.